Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Joy Keyes, and I'm the host of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. But today is Thursday. I know. Why is she on the air? I am on the air this morning because I think this topic is extremely important and timely. Many people are suffering with multiple sclerosis, don't know that they have multiple sclerosis, don't even know what multiple sclerosis is, never heard of it, may think they're just tired, may think they're working too hard, may think they're stressed out, maybe think they have a pinched nerve or something. There's so many things they might think are going on, but they really have multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is a chronic and often disabling disease that attacks the central nervous system, which is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and optic nerves. It can affect people, their vision, their hands, they can have tremors, they can have pain. They can look completely fine to you, talk fine, walk fine, but be in extreme pain on a daily basis. So this is why I'm having a show on Thursday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern. But my special guest, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon for her. She is all the way across the globe. Welcome, Mandy Kingsbury.
Thanks, Joy. It's so nice to be here. You know, what you said is so perfect as well. It really is the look. You look so good, disease, because you look so good on the outside. Nobody can believe that you're dealing with a chronic situation.
Yes.
Thanks so much for giving your listeners such a really good introduction.
Oh, no problem. I just want to let people know that Mandy Kingsbury is the founder of an organization called Protest MS. She is protesting severely about this disease, and she's trying to be global with it. But she's also a very creative, artistic spirit. She is a jewelry maker, a stylist, costume designer. She's worked with L'Oreal, Wella, MAC, Swarovski, Planet Hollywood, Sun International. She's currently working in Dubai, and this next couple of days, actually started yesterday, she is participating in the Dubai International Jewelry Week, and in that, she is doing protest MS workshops, and she's going to talk a little bit about that. On the my webpage, if you're looking, you will see a photo that she created that depicts her vision of what multiple sclerosis is, and you can see a lot of resistance and sharp objects and stillness, and but also motion, and it's called Motion and Stillness by Mandy Kingsbury. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for having the time to do this today.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, and I'm so excited that I'm being heard all the way across the other side of the globe.
Well,
I hope your day is as nice as mine.
Oh, well, I can't say that it's as nice as yours, I'm sure. Well, where I am, it's a little cloudy and probably only go up to about 60 degrees. But you are in Dubai. Now, let's start off with your jewelry maker, your costume designer, stylist. Did you always want to do that?
I've always wanted to do something creatively, and I knew that I'm from New Zealand originally, South Island, New Zealand, and so it was always kind of the art environment that I was interested in, and I also knew that I needed to get out of the very small province that I was from. My parents are farmers, you know, I'm a farm girl, so I really needed to go study a design school. I studied textile designs and fashion, and traveled to Wellington to study, and did 3 years of a diploma at the university there. And then after that, somebody saw my work. I'd won an award called the World of Wearable Art Award, which has got quite a big award in New Zealand for avant-garde costume work. It's a stroke kind of artwork on the human body, and you can check that out at the World of Wearable Art website. Very unusual. You can also see the javelin piece that Joy was talking about earlier. That's very much wearable art. So I'd won that award, and this company, a fashion couture house, who at that stage were doing some very high-end dresses for the royal families and the local shakers over here, they thought, you know, there's so much crystal and everything in the dresses. We really need somebody who has a different perspective on how fashion works and had seen my work, which was predominantly metal and things like this. And and thought maybe this girl could work in the palaces. Let's get her over for a try.
Wow. So how did you feel? How did you feel? You got a call from Dubai. I would be like in shock.
Well, they popped across and there was an interview, and then it was Boxing Day. After the interview, I heard that I should be in Dubai in a couple of weeks. So I had to go back from the South Island, back up to Wellington, pack up the house very quickly, and also order a passport because I hadn't been out since I was a kid with my parents, and was terribly broken, all of that kind of thing, didn't even, have the right documents. And, they were willing to bring me over for a two-year contract, and I had the most amazing experience with a company called Arushi. As an apprentice designer, I was no more than that when I came out of design school. And I think too, when you're working in such a big environment with other multiple designers around you and massive amount of staff who are working very high end, you realize there's so much to learn. So I did that for a few years, and then I traveled, and then I went back to New Zealand and did a master's in design, in jewelry design. And I say to this day that it's the best thing I've done badly, because I never got my master's. What actually happened was it was a three-year part-time course when I was working in Dubai part-time and traveling back and forth from New Zealand. And I managed to have a very successful, huge MS attack, and that's when it really showed itself that I was dealing with this disease.
So you went into your MS attack, how did you know it was MS? Have you ever heard of multiple sclerosis, or?
I have not heard of it, and mm-hmm. because I had been living in Dubai, periodically over 10 years, I would be suffering from fatigue, and I would be having eye problems. I love to work myself very hard. I love a challenge and a deadline. So I would think, I have had too much coffee, I'm a bit, it's all my problems. I need to work out my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to the doctor and say, I feel very fatigued. And they would say, well, you've changed climate, you're working too hard, you're stressed. These answers are very easy giveaways for people with MS, because it makes sense. And for years and years, I just thought, I have to pull up my socks because I'm a bit of a loser, I'm just mm-hmm. not competing with the rest of society as well as I should be. And was giving myself a really hard time because I just thought, I've got certain goals in my life and I just feel like I'm dragging myself around a wee bit. And it wasn't until I was, doing a master's, really pushing myself to get this three-year deadline, to get this qualification, and realizing that the stress was maximum at that point. And that's when I started to lose my vision and a lot of weakness and couldn't walk very far. When it came about, and it took a lot of months to come into actually being diagnosed. I think in September I started to feel bad, and it wasn't until November that I had had double vision for over a month. Because I was in such denial. I just thought it was my own problem and it was annoying, and I was driving with an eye patch and just getting on with things. And, it was actually fantastic for me. I'm one of the people that gets diagnosed and feels, yes, I know now. I can approach this thing.
Well, that happens
to... I didn't have any idea about, what it was.
Yes, well, that happens when with a lot of illnesses. I've done shows on lupus. I've done shows on cancer. And sometimes, people who are working very hard, very creative, you're in the flow, you're at the prime of your life, so to speak, and something happens, and you say, well, it's my fault. I need to change my lifestyle. Just all those things you said. But,
absolutely, and I think we're very critical of ourselves because we're constantly comparing ourselves in society anyway, aren't we, as humans, as people. I think it's very easy just to be a little bit tough on yourself when you really should be just being a little bit more gentle and possibly listening to your body a little bit more. I think that was a big learning curve for me. It wasn't about being proud. It was about just being a little bit more sensible about hearing the warning signs. But saying that, the other side of the coin is I know that I've lived with it for 15 years.
Okay.
So that's a really strong point to be in. And I really feel like possibly things have gotten a little bit more intense, But at the end of the day, I know I can deal with this, and I've done it for 10 years without knowing. So with the knowledge, I should be a lot better to cope with it.
I want to tell the listeners just a little bit more about multiple sclerosis. I want to let people know there's different types of multiple sclerosis.
Not a lot of people know,
Yes, there's multiple sclerosis that is what they call relapsing. Recurring, and it can happen for, you know, one day, 1 month, a couple months, and then the person doesn't have any symptoms for years. It could be as long as 10 years a person may not have symptoms. Then there's also progressive multiple sclerosis, where people start off having some type of symptoms. And again, the symptoms are varied from each individual. Somebody can have their eyesight affected, they can have their hand affected, their feet. It could be a finger just twitching, you know, relentlessly or something. And then the symptoms continually get worse. But they can get worse in a different way for each person. And that's the problem that doctors and researchers, the struggle they have is because it's different with every single person. Yet there are similarities. There are tests, and in terms of diagnosing, there are multiple tests that doctors use to try to find out whether or not you have multiple sclerosis. Because there's also another illness called lupus, which is similar, and sometimes people get misdiagnosed. So there
That's very interesting that you say that, because I had actually self-diagnosed myself with lupus on the internet, but hadn't told anyone because I thought, this feels like everything that I'm suffering from. But then I just thought, you know, the internet can be a crazy place because you start to put things in parallel and it may not be that. So I don't actually sort of thought, well, could be, you know, it could be something like this. But I think there was that element of denial that you don't really want to know as well, but being forced into a situation, I think, and this can put you in that situation where you have to, you know, pick up and you can't sit in the middle of the road forever. You will get
No. So now you said you created this organization, Protest MS. You're doing workshops now in this International Dubai Jewelry Week. And now, why protest? Already somebody has asked me in the chat room, why protest?
It's protest in this. It comes from a very personal space to me, because I feel like I'm a person that does feel it every day. And I'm talking from my experience, and I know that MS is different for everyone. But for me, and I don't want to at all appear or sound negative, I just know that I do feel my body, and I know that there are parts that are not functioning as well as they used to. And that's fine by me. So I protest my disease every morning when I wake up and have to make things action for me. Mm-hmm. So that's a personal level for why I say protest. But the other side of it is that a protest is a group of individuals all coming together because they have a passion for something, and it's to support a cause. So protest MS is a very positive protest. If you see our branding, it's yellow, it's bright. It's a very activist kind of approach, because we it is media. It's for awareness. It's a protest because I want a big group. I want to spread the word that this thing exists. I want to spread the word because it's a place that you can come and not be judged.
Yes. Well, it's
difficult with people with chronic illnesses. You don't want to appear ill. You don't want to have to, you know, talk to somebody and go, oh, this hurts or this doesn't hurt. Maybe you just want to come and have a social time.
Yes. Well, you know, the crazy thing is our president, his wife, his father-in-law had multiple sclerosis, so Michelle Obama is very much involved in trying to get education and resources for people who have multiple sclerosis in the United States. Now, in Dubai, I mean, you're in the heat, and I will tell some of the listeners that some people who have MS, the heat affects or triggers their symptoms, and some people it doesn't. But you're in Dubai, I mean, some of the temperatures go up to 100 and some degrees. And does that affect you, or how do you move around in that environment?
I can be a wee bit too cavalier, because I do love the heat. And with the negative result of heat and MS, I prefer to like the heat than the negative result that it causes. So my MS is very manageable. So if I've got a lot of tingling and pins and needles, and that's a result, or a bad headache, or a little bit of vision disturbances after I've been in the heat, I'm not out here sunbathing for hours a day, but I do. It's like a warm embrace in Dubai. You just can't be sad in this country.
Okay.
Yeah, so obviously I'm not totally silly. I don't jump into a hot car and I drive off. I do try and cool it down with the air conditioning first. But I listen to my body, but I don't give up on my dreams and things. But I do love just, you know, socializing and being out. And it is a beautiful place to be.
Now let's talk a little bit about the types of medium you use. You use some metals. What are you using in your workshops at the Jewelry Week with the participants? What types of material are you working with?
We work predominantly with recycled materials, anything that you can find in the house. This is also something that's big with Protest MS. You don't want people to have to go too far to find the materials. And at some point, I want that Protest MS website to become more interactive. So I can actually post virtual workshops on the site, and people can find things just in their home. We make things out of tape measures, gloves, bottle tops, coke cans, bracelets, these sorts of things, jewelry. You know, screws that you put up paintings with, all of these sorts of things. You know, really easy, fun objects that you can get hold of that are really cheap but end up looking really smart. So
now,
that's what we're doing at the Jewelry Week this week.
Now, you're also going to allow them to take one, but you're going to sell one to raise money for Protest MS, correct?
Yeah. Well, it's self-sustaining, Protest MS. It's kind of like the volunteers. We need that sustainability. So really, we want to take away something so they've got a sense of achievement, whether you're a volunteer, a person with MS, or somebody's just walked past the stand. If you want to provide all your time for free, that's fine. If you want to take away something, you're more than welcome to take away something. I think it's quite nice to make too, because you can volunteer one or actually give it to somebody that you may know who has MS. It's just to, you know, pick them up and make their day a bit, you know, brighter.
Now, do you plan to expand on the workshops in different areas in the world, or are you just sticking with Dubai?
What I'm doing at the moment is every time, because I travel internationally as a stylist these days, and more often than not, I'm traveling to different centers, and, you know, MS is global. It's all around the world. And
yes.
And a lot of people don't realize that Arabs have MS as well. So, you know, there's a lot of the MS awareness that needs to happen here. I'm traveling to places like Cape Town, Chile, different places. So each time I travel, I try and make contact with an MS society and have a quick talk or a workshop in that center just to spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can give away some homework pieces, and they can be sent back if you want to, you know, work as a charity volunteer in a creative sense.
Yes.
Work in that way. And, I'm just going to talk in Wellington, New Zealand last time I returned. Lots of fun. And also involving school children, broadening the net of volunteers.
Okay.
And also university students. So just so that there is a bigger picture, so there's more people.
More to do, yes.
Yeah.
I also,
the radiation effect.
I also want to mention to the listeners, again, for people who may not be aware, there are treatments for MS. We talked about what it is. Now, who gets it? I mean, you could be the only person in your family that have it. Nobody else could have been diagnosed. And Mandy and I spoke earlier that in the past, they did not know how to diagnose MS. They did not have the tools and the ability to even diagnose, you know, maybe a generation ago. But there are also treatments, and as Mandy mentioned, she's been living with this for more than 16 years. There are people who have had it more than 25 years, and you can still have, in some cases, a good life, a functional, you know, a high quality of life. And there are now medicines. There are four major medicines that are out on the market, Avonex, Betaseron, Copaxone, and Rebif. Those are some of the four major medicines that once you get diagnosed, please, please jump on the bandwagon and choose one of those medicines to help delay some of the causes that, or the effects, I should say, of MS. And there are other ones when people have a little more severe case, Tysabira, which I know people might have heard about in the news, and some people have died from that. But I will tell you, people who are suffering with this illness, they will take the risk to try a new medicine, because the suffering, as I said, can be unseen. But they look so good, but they have a lot of symptoms. Mm-hmm. So they will try different types of medicine. Also, Novotrone. And they're working on inhalants, inhaling medicine that inhales through the nose. They're also working on pill forms of medicine, which will be a great breakthrough for people who have been, you know, taking some of the medicines are injectable medicines. As a matter of fact, all the four major ones are injectable. Tysabira is an intravenous infusion. So I just want to let people know that the people have different symptoms, affects Black, Asians, Arabs, all people from all over the world. It also affects adults and children. Some children have multiple sclerosis. So you may know someone, or if yourself you're having a variety of symptoms, your doctor can't diagnose, please reach out to a neurologist. Many people with multiple sclerosis, they have a neurologist as well as their primary care provider. So now let me mention Mandy's website. It's www.protestms.com. Again, that's www.protestms.com. I also want to let people know that there's a worldmsday.org, which is talking about MS all over the world, and World MS Day is May 27th. And then there's also in the United States the National Multiple Sclerosis Organization, and that is a wonderful organization, has chapters in every single state in this country, the United States, but also links to information outside the United States if you're listening. If you're in Dubai, if you're in New Zealand, I also try to notify people in those areas through Facebook advertising.
Yeah, we also have a Facebook group.
Okay.
So
good.
Welcome
good.
To join up there.
Now they just can go to Facebook and look up Protest MS.
Yes.
Okay.
Just join us, and you'll get all the bulletins on where we're appearing. We're a little bit, we're activists at the end of the day, and we're a bit pirate-like. We just pop up in different places just and do something quite wild, just to create awareness and have a bit of fun. It's all fun, you
yes.
know. You can't be dealing with something so big if you can't make it a little bit enjoyable on the side.
Yes, well, I think it's great. I mean, you're using, I just want to tell people, again, you may not have seen, but on my webpage is a photo Mandy created. And now you're using humans. You're not just, she's a multimedia artist here, people. I don't want you to think she's just flat, you know, silver and gold and, you know, diamonds. She's using human figures with metal and different
plastic. Olympic-sized javelins, so you can't get the actual the length of them, but they are the Olympic-sized javelins that are going through the people's bodies.
Wow.
And they all come together, and they actually have LED lights inside, and the LED lights are bluish, and they symbolize an MS attack. So I've basically been inspired by pieces that are found in sort of rehabilitation wards, doctor surgeries, all of these things that contain the body and hold it inflexible. And that's a little bit about what MS can do, what a symptom of MS is, the specificity and things like that. So these metal body shapes hold the body quite frigid. But it's a real, for me, it was a work of art that was so, I wanted to create something beautiful. And as a performance piece, I really wanted to show a positivity. And also, it is quite violent. But at the end of the day, it is very, very beautiful as well. And I actually perceive the disease to be beautiful because I feel that it's enhanced my life in more ways than it was before. Because, of course, we all learn so much with challenges. So that's the way I perceive the disease. And, that's where I was coming from when I was thinking of making that metal piece. But I love sculpture, that kind of thing. So, again, we're talking about the biggest picture of protest MS, different centres, maybe creating giant artworks, giant sculptures, really, you know, really getting into to creativity and how we can, you know, sell this message that this is an awareness that needs to get out. I think they're going to have a cure soon.
Yeah, I think art, first of all, my father was a visual artist, my mom was into photography. I, for most of my life, was into acting and commercials and writing, and I dabbled a little in visual art, and I think that art is so healing, even if you're not dealing with the illness, but sometimes we have emotional illnesses and baggages that we carry around, and art is a way of helping you express that, whether it's visual or audio, like, you know, music, or some people are dancers. I think it's extremely important that we keep art in the schools. I support programs that keep art in the school for children. But as an adult, you need to play a little bit. You need to relax a little bit. We're all so serious, you know. Art can help you, you know, get in the mud, get in the Play-Doh, so to speak, and get in touch with your inner child. I know that sounds corny, but I really believe that art can help you in your life, even if you're 50, if you're 45, if you're 65, if you're 70. You know, it's important to keep young, you know, and attitude, right, your attitude. So what's next for Mandy Kingsbury? What's next? Just growing protests and mess? Are you going to work in other mediums? What's next for Mandy?
We will continue with what you just said, all about the art forum. And I think at the moment we're working very tightly. We're doing jewelry, small work, brooches, this kind of thing. But we've all started on a one-on-one basis. But I would really like to enhance that communal kind of protest. So we all rock up with big yellow T-shirts and we create something giant.
Wow.
And that's where we're going from here. Stop looking quite so tightly and just have a really great time just coming about and, you know, just having a great moment to celebrate the disease with people who understand the disease. Because MS, protest MS is just not about people with MS. It's also all the people that it affects in the support network. Because people who are dealing with it, the family also are dealing with it. And everybody is supportive of that. So, you know, it really is celebrating the network that MS provides. That's a strange kind of way of putting it.
Yes.
But I think when you are diagnosed with something chronic, you realize the people around you and the ones that are supportive to you are so important. So it's really celebrating them as much as, you know, trying to protest the disease. And hopefully we can sales from our jewelry pieces.
Yes, I want to let people know. Mandy is featured today on the front page of Blog Talk Radio for the next 24 hours. So if you are listening right now and you have some friends, you can tell them that they can listen to the archive of today's show forever until I take the show down. But today, if they go to the main page, this show was chosen as a today's pick. So for the next 24 hours, you'll see Mandy and a link to my show. You can also listen to other shows that I've done on a variety of other health issues and political issues. But again, I want to mention Mandy's website, www.protestms.com. And also she's on Facebook. And if you connect with her on Facebook, she says she'll send you different email updates. I also want to mention that you should reach out to the different global and national organizations, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, World MS Day, and there's so many others that I have not mentioned. There's a Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. So please reach out. If you know someone who's been having symptoms and you think there's something going on but they're in denial, please help them out. And for family members, children or spouses, I know you might be dealing with the illness. You also need support as a caregiver. Mm-hmm. Please reach out to these organizations. They have support groups where you can talk with people who are spouses and dealing with it, who are children. There's teen groups. There's so many options. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society is on Facebook. I'm sure they're on Twitter. I mean, you know, there's so many mediums. I want to thank you, Mandy, for being on the show. I will stay in touch with you.
Oh, fabulous.
Definitely.
Otherwise, I'll come over and knock on your door.
we have a caller. We have a caller. Hold on a second. We have a caller. Let's see. I'll see if they have a question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Christina Fortune.
Hi. Do you have a question?
No. Good morning. This is Tina Fortune. I'm just listening here in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to say thank all the listeners. Again, thank Mandy for being on this morning. Please tune in on Saturday, which is November 7th, 11 a.m. Eastern, and I'm going to have a wonderful young woman, Khadija Kareem. She is a beautiful filmmaker, writer, producer, actress, and she has a TV series called Texas Bounty. So please tune in this Saturday, November 7th. For the rest of the month, I'll be doing Laura Jane, a wonderful singer, on the 14th, and Prostate Cancer in African-American Men the third week in November. Please tune in for all those wonderful shows. You can go to my page and listen to archives of past shows and see what's coming up. Also, email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. If you have any suggestions or comments, or things that you're interested in, you think I should do a show about, I'm very open to suggestions. And, again, mark my show a favorite. Don't forget, this is an opportunity for you to let people know that these topics are important, that you want to learn more about them. Please mark the show as a favorite. And I will see you this Saturday, November 7th, again, 11 a.m. Eastern. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. And I want to thank the listeners in the chat room, people on the computer that have joined. Again, have a wonderful day. And Mandy, thank you, and good luck with the rest of your week in Dubai.
Have a fantastic day, Joy, and you're incredible. You're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.